Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is AP Taylor. You've stumbled upon a team of Voices Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And we are a group of poets, a team of voices at allpoetry.com. And we have this little show once a week. And you rock on for open poetry. If you want to see the poems and you want to follow them along, just get yourself an account on allpoetry.com, which is free to do, and then knock on the door of a team of voices. We'll let you in, and if you get us permission to use your poem, we'll be able to put it on the air for you. And we'd love you to call up, and if you you don't want to do that, that's fine too. We will read it for you. And normal times, I would be joined by the team leader, that's Deborah Lee, and by Jay Hatter. But this week we've had a few little dramas, not the least of which is that Deb's not been very well. I took up a whole heap of her time this morning, putting together a book, my next book of pictures and poems, and I've had her hooked up on the phone for ages, even though her teeth are not that great. And so she's been waiting a couple of weeks to get advice as to what the insurer is going to do. In contrast, I was in the hospital here in Australia late last week, and yes, I do, but I was into emergency on Thursday morning, and I was having plastic surgery on my hand on Friday afternoon, and was booted out on Saturday. So the two very, very different systems and outcomes for things that you would think would take a little bit less time, a little bit more time. So I'm wandering around with the one paw bandaged up at the minute, doing everything largely. If it takes me a little bit more time to get things done, that's why. I'm slightly impeded. Anyway, look, we have some some poets up on the board. Thank you to those poets for sharing their rights with us. And I'm going to get straight into them. I've got, firstly, up on the board, a poem by Heavenly Angel that I was going to put up on the board. That is... it's great, actually, to have Heavenly Angel on the show. She's a great supporter of the show, always puts in either a poem she's written or a poem that she shared the right with. It's much appreciated, Heavenly Angel. So I am going to pick that poem up first, and she's asked me to read it. And this is a collaboration 5 years strong with Easy Rider. And it goes a little bit like this. Once my life was a blank page till you came to me like a poem our love began to rhyme and flow. From that first kiss I knew we were meant to be, you filled my page, you set my heart all aglow. A heavenly type of love is ours, a work of art. I'm your angel, you are my Texas cowboy. A special place I hold for you, always in my heart. And darling, I know that our love is the real McCoy. Each moment together, babe, is ever so sublime. Like the Nile, our romance will forever flow. I love you, sweetheart, until the end of time. The happiness you gave to me, you could never know. Going through life hand in hand with you feels so right. I realise just how much you mean to me. I want to hold you with all of my might. My angel, you're my one and only, you will always be. From your heavenly charms, I will never stray. I love you, my angel. Happy Valentine's Day. End poem. And Valentine's Day is just coming around, actually. So, great poem. Great poem by Heavenly Angel. And in this particular case with Easy Rider, very clear that you've got a wonderful connection in the writing of your poetry, and there's a beautiful natural flow and cadence that comes with writing with somebody like that for a period of time, and that always comes out when both of you are writing together and you do your pieces. I have 720 on the line. It might be Sweet Pea. Hi, Sweet. Hello, 720. Hello, 720.
Hello.
I can hear. Hello. Hello.
How are you?
How are you guys?
Hi. You guys
How are
hear
you?
Me now? I'm good.
I can. Yes.
I was having a moment there with my headset, so. I'm good.
No. We're all good. Moment gone.
Oh, good. All right. Good. Oh, how are you, sir?
I'm well. I had the extension Thursday. They were very, very happy with it. I thought it looked ugly as sin, Sweet, I've got to say. I they took all the badging off and they looked at it and said, oh, gee, that looks really good. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm glad your version of good's not my famous version of good. But anyway, that's okay.
Well,
they're saying it's looking really good, you know, so tick.
Got it. I understand how you feel because I felt that way with the whole burn thing. And they're like, oh, that's looking good. And I'm like,
yep.
Oh, really? Don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, anyway, similar thing. Did you hear the poem by Heavenly Angel with Easy Rider? Sorry?
I glanced over it. You were kind of at the end of it. But once again, what a beautiful tribute to love. And I like the 5 years strong, you know.
Yes.
Anything that can go, you know, 5 years, and when you say strong, and you've got that, you know,
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
no. You know, we're plugging along, and that's really great. I love that message, and I love my favorite line in here is a heavenly type of love is ours, a work of art. I love that.
Yes. Yes.
A work of art.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing.
Yes.
You know, we are a work of art. Behold it. So.
I think that's, I agree. It's very nice. I have to say, I have just finished the tree. Sweet. I was working on the tree.
Oh, cool.
You know, tree. So I'll put that up on the board. I've finished the tree. And, of course, because I have completely stuffed my right hand, I have done the tree the fun of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult.
Left-handed painting. Yes. So
that's crazy.
You got to give me. I know. You got to give me something for that. I don't know. I don't know what.
I'm giving you double
something.
Kudos because to go from right to left and just continue to paint like it's I'm painting. It's incredible. It's like your brain just switched. Like, I am going to paint. That's my desire. That's what I move. And no one's going to stop me.
I'll paint, and I can't use my right hand, so I've got a left hand, and so let's just go with the left hand. And the really interesting thing is that I actually really like it. I know that sounds silly, but I really like it. Because it's different colours, and it's a different style, because I'm not quite as strong with my left hand, and so it there's all sorts of curls and stuff, and so I can't do it as straight, so it comes out sort of different. Anyway, that's up on the board now, sweet, so you can sort of see it's big enough.
Okay. Cool. Let me jump back over there and see it.
Yes.
You know, you are very, very stunning at this, too. How do you manage? I like the little details. They are different, but, you know, that gives you, so like if you ever want to do, you want to do some weird details or, you know, not weird, but unique, you just switch over to the left. And it'll give you a different perspective.
Far better. The tree's branches are better. It's really interesting. It's better on the left hand. I don't understand why, but it's quaint. Anyway.
Because everything gives you a different perspective.
I just, it's been an interesting week and a bit of discovery. Putting that to one side, sweet, I was going to put your poem, Nick, on the board because
you did
share with us one of your poems. And, you've changed your linkage of your photo to what appears to be one of your puppy dogs.
This is Amadeus. It was his birthday last week, and he turned 14 years old.
Uh-huh.
So this is my little boy, and those are his favorite red boots. He wears them when he does any kind of event, especially when he's in parades.
Wow.
So that's little man in his boots. Yeah.
That is very, very sweet. Yes. So, sweet photo. And your poem, When Gossip Speaks the Gospel, is up on the board, sweet.
Yes. Thank you. When Gossip Speaks the Gospel by Sweet Pea. With the chicken's fed and the horse's water, she started the oven for tonight's pot roast and red potatoes. Outside the kitchen window, she watches the tangerine hues of the sunset and remembered the time when butterflies used to flutter in her stomach, watching the rows of corn release his tractor and allow him to come home. Dinner was served with small talk and awkward silence. No talks of next week's trip to the tractor pull fair. With dishes done, arguments spun, no longer lovers, for the refusal of nursery, of a nursery in green and yellow. Lies don't keep secrets in backdoor alleys, simply packaged and sold as heroin for gossip junkies, for church ladies and busy bodies at picnics and choir. Drinking buddies and hunting brothers offered advice. They were the short straws drawn. The odds increased by 4-1. At the bar, he sat with a beer waiting for her to finish her hair. A cacophony of voices spread odd gossip, spewing stories of a married couple divorcing over a torrid affair. He jumped from the bar and to the saloon he strolled, fuming at the evil words she had spread. Hysteria met him as he opened the door, screaming for advice, screaming for his wife. In a gentle voice, she gave him some advice. Don't scold those who gossip. They are addicted for life. I spoke to our neighbors about our current strife. There are people on your side and those who choose your wife. But I still refuse to name our son after your tractor, John Deere for life. End poem.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Sweet. People just go too far with that machinery. They really do, you know. I mean, I sort of get it. You know, I get the green and yellow sort of color, and I think they've gone too far, and stuff that says you can't actually go and alter their tractor without going to a John Deere branch and agent to get it fixed. And I think that went all the way to Congress. But I think it is taking it too far to actually name a child after an equipment manufacturer. I completely get that. And you'll be surprised to learn, Sweet, that in certain Nordic countries, the government actually has to approve the name you give to a baby. And they can refuse that name. They can refuse that name. On the basis of public decency or anything else, and I imagine they do it on the basis of equipment manufacturers. So I'm just putting it out there that if we were talking about something in Scandinavia, it may not actually be an issue at all, because the government would just step in and say no thanks.
Oh, that's funny. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I've got this crazy sort of stupid level of, and this is another of those examples. But I love the pretext a lot, and I love the, where's the, let me go to the videotape and just have a look. Okay, here we go. This is from the Washington Post. All told, at least a dozen countries, including Germany, Spain, Portugal, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Morocco, Japan, and Malaysia, have baby naming laws. There you go. You didn't know
crazy.
That, but
I'm just...
I'm serious. They have baby naming laws. I know. Out of the Washington Post. I'm not making this up.
Yeah, and here you can name your kid whatever you want.
Anyway, I'm just, as I said, just putting it out there.
And you can spell that name any way you want.
Exactly. I'm just saying. Anyways, getting back to your poem, Bridget, because I did go slightly down a slight corridor. I really liked Lies Don't Keep Secrets in Backdoor Alleys, simply packaged and sold as heroin for gossip junkies, for church ladies and busybodies at picnics and the choir. I love that.
Thank you.
There's truth in that there statement. I'm there to tell you.
Yeah.
It's true. And so, I saw the title of your poem, and
oh.
I went back. I went back and I grabbed all-time classic poem of mine, which I know you reacted to the first time around. You ready?
I love it.
Absolutely. This is Running Wildly But Not Leaping by A.P. Taylor, and it goes a little bit like this. We've all seen the footage. Lemmings running, and then they leap. But in reality, things are not as they seem, as these creatures not suicidal appear. So, yes, lemmings do have spikes in populations their new homes need, and they'll swim in great number. I and many others readily concede. But they do not in number drown when jumping off large cliff faces. Okay, you say, how about the movie? White Wilderness covered the bases. Well, it comes to pass the film producers, keen for a single film scene to land, created a death plunge for their movie and pushed dozens to death by hand. And so it pays to do your homework. As blindly following was no lemming. Instead, a myth created while really filmmakers we should be condemning. End poem. That's a classic poem.
Oh, I remember this poem.
That is a classic poem. I did research for that, Snopes and all that stuff.
Disney's great mistake.
That all-time classic poem. I picked it up. I just picked it up then, and I've got to get that into a book. It's just a fantastic.
The legend, yeah. It's so sad because we all, growing up, we all thought that.
Yeah, we all believed it. Yeah.
Absolutely,
we believed it.
And they were throwing the lemmings off the freaking
we were
ledges.
Physically getting people to send us lemmings from all over the place, getting them in one place, and then just throwing them off a cliff. I just thought it was fantastic stuff. Anyway, true story.
Unbelievably
bad. Yeah, it was. But I saw gossip in the title of your thing, and I had to do it. You know, it's just one of those things. You just go, yeah, this is going to fit. So, anyway, there you go. Now, I was going to get the classic poem up next. That's what I was going to do. And being Deb, she has chosen the classic poem. And I just said, Deb, I basically stole all of Deb's voice that she had today doing a book run through. That's my fault that Deb's not here, in other words. We're working on book number 2 for me, and we're getting close. We're doing like page turn.
All right.
So we're getting close. So Deb, of course, loves butterflies. This is A Butterfly, Two by William Wordsworth, our classic poem this week. And it goes a little bit like this. I've watched you now a full half hour, self-poised upon that yellow flower, and little butterfly indeed. I know not if you sleep or feed. How motionless, not frozen seas, more motionless, and then what joy awaits you when the breeze hath found you among the trees and calls you forth again. This plot of orchard ground is ours, my trees they are, my sister's flowers. Here rest your wing when they are weary, here lodges in your sanctuary. Come often to us, fear no wrong. Sit near us on the bough. We'll talk of sunshine and of song, and summer days when we were young. Sweet, childish days that were as long as 20 days an hour. End poem.
Absolutely beautiful.
Very nice. What's that lovely? A lovely poem about butterflies, with a lovely very interesting rhyme pattern, which of course I'll pick up on every day of the week. It's sort of like four rhymes in the space of about 8-9 lines. It's really quite lovely. Anyway, very Wordsworth of of Deb to pick that up. A beautiful poem about butterflies. If you're into butterfly poems, he's William Wordsworth's out there. He's bloody good. So, and we only have another couple of poems to do, sweet. So it's going to be a short show this week. Nothing wrong with that. Short, sharp, to the point.
Well,
we've got.
I have another one if you want me to read it too, though. I was going
to
bring this
one. I would love you to do one more. Yeah, please.
So let me
put Laurent Montagnier's poem on the board, and then
absolutely.
We're going to do your second one, and we'll do the last one, and we'll be there. I could do another one for that matter. I've got one on the front page at the minute.
Okay.
We can do that one from.
Okay.
We can do that one again. Did you know that one? Yeah, that's a good poem. Okay. This is "Twas a Midday" by Laurie Montagnier, and it goes a little bit like this. "'Twas a midday that I went in a whisk upon the slades with nightingales, and I strode the bonny moors brisk alongside those dampish swales, with wrought folk of ranker ken amidst the next harvest now tilled, with a tyke weaned by a bur then, seeking to reap crop within a field. Whither I wend off thither at once upon a soothing loch and lofty knoll, within the lonely strath of the nonce, as I find myself in this unwitting stroll. Oh, the heathers blossoming anew yonder glen of the winsome Sunday, in Gleeson springs drenched in dew, with the fain children frolicking today. Hence a wheelsome feed harried ear within the odd gleam glistening lowly, upon the cromlechs beyond the mere, sheltering those cantyworts slowly. Oh, my beloved hamlet that lieth nigh within a moorland thou art mine herd, behind the garths that make me sigh, within the bustling burr is thus heard." In poem.
That's a very beautiful poem.
What a moment. It was. I don't mind a bit of old Scottish between you and me. I quite like a little bit of old Scottish. This has got old Scottish wumbling through it. You know, really, really very nice. And there was one line. Oh, yeah, this one. When I read it, I thought, oh, that's really nice. "Whither I wend off thither at once." How's that? I love that. Really like that.
Yes.
I don't know why I really like it, but I do. It just comes off the, you know, you read it and go, ooh,
yes,
that's nice. Anyway, yeah.
It's quite lovely.
"Whither I wend off thither at once." Lovely.
Yes. I'm wondering if it's a personification of somebody, but it's. I love the language. I love the story.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I love the line with the same children frolicking today. I just love the imagery in this. It's got a lot of that witty, you know, Scottish kind of fun in it. So it, you know.
Yes.
I really like all that.
Could be a double barrel poem.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, yes, it could be. I'm thinking the same thing.
Very, very double entendre, smart-witted kind of poem.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed it.
Yes. So did I. As I said, I quite like reading a bit of old Scottish stuff. Now you suggested that you had a second poem. Sweet.
I do. I do.
Suggested.
Yeah, it's.
So, if you want to put that rag up on the board.
It's a little. I'm working on, like I said, finishing up my book as you talk. So these are ones I just want to kind of read out. Oh, good Lord! I copied my page, not the poem. Kind of put out there and read and say, oh, maybe I'll do that and just air them out. So it's a little older.
Good.
But copied my actual page, so that's not bright.
Now
I've got to go get it again.
Get the book together. It actually takes considerable amount of organization in your head just to get what poems you actually want to do. It's really interesting because you like me, you've got a ton of poems, but you can only put so many in and try and work out what's in and what's out. Yeah.
Right. And I have a beautiful young artist that is doing my illustrations. And I'm very
beautiful.
Excited about that. Yeah. And so that makes me very excited. He's a great, great kid. Although he's like 38, and he'd be like, Ma, I'm 38. So
yeah, no.
All right,
and,
so here we go.
Thank you, Laura, too, for your comments on the board. We're in your hands, sweetheart.
All right, so here we go. This is Soiled Feathers. An unaltered beauty in the land of Jezebels. She wears a smile that hides all tales of the dragon's talons that ripped her flesh. The scars on her wrists show no bravery. Tight rope walking in yesterday's memories. Tight-lipped pretender, she rarely speaks. Bitten by a serpent unseen, crisscrossed eyes of hate unleashed. Sliced by pen, ebony ink spills in crimson blood. In a ping-pong serve of open-ended questions, words blurred in action-packed movie dialogue of curse words and broken wing love songs. Speak and she bleeds, soft-spoken, pretender. A believer in Snow White forever, love stories. Dragon slayers, perfect castles and magical kisses. His tongue swirls in a cesspool of filth and drools acid lies. An evil bitch casts a spell and turns stains icicle blue. Ebony's shadow swallowed her whole as his kindness withdrew. Razor blade teardrops etched cherub's cheek scars. Bruises hide under China doll smiles. Her nails crawled into flesh, drawing half-crescent moons. Dark shadow mask, the unfamiliar and the kindest face. Hide the sharpness of nails of the hands we take. And the softness of the eyes, soften the eyes of monsters before we escape. Shadows crawl into corners and holy confessions of grace. Solutions speak deep from the darkness of a hollowed space. Absolution rises out of candle flames across bone skull faces. Dandelion secrets flow in the wind, wondering how it all went so wrong. And yet we still sing the words to our broken wing love song and poem.
Interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting. Your book, sweet, because your poems tend to be longer. I tend to have a problem that my poems are quite short. And so you put them on a page and you look at the page and you go, shit, there's not enough on the page there. You're going to have to do a drawing. That tends to be what Deb says to me. Whereas your poems are longer and more intricate and they're going to go for at least a couple of pages, probably three, on the average poem. So it's going to be... you're going to face sort of different challenges because you get into a flow of and a rhythm of explanations and similes and things that just sort of go along for the ride, and it's really interesting because certain things just sort of take my head. Like for example, the ping pong serve of open ended questions. I thought that was really lovely because there's something different about a ping pong serve, you know. It's not the same as a tennis serve, and it's not the same as a squash serve. It's distinctly ping pongish, and I will forever, you know, because we had a neighbour when I was growing up that would come down and play ping pong, and we used to play In Excess albums all the time as we were playing ping pong. I don't know why that was, but we did. And I have sort of favourite ping pong songs. It sounds sort of weird. Mm-hmm. So the ping pong sort of got me. His tongue swirls in a cesspool of filth and drools, acid lies. Wow. An evil bitch cast a spell and turned his veins icicle blue. Ebony shadow swallowed her whole as his kindness withdrew. That's just funky. Really great writing. And you can just see that, you know, seeing people like that. So, yeah, just really, really cool poem. I really like it.
And I like you have Deb helping you. I have Pretty Bird helping me going, okay, you can take this out and you can work this in and change this. And so a lot of my very long poems are kind of shortening up. So they're maybe two pages and not three, or, you know, like, okay,
yeah,
let's rework this.
Yeah.
So I did, I have my, my girl helping me doing a lot of that.
Very good.
I do have the tendency of like overwriting. And she goes, those are great lines, but, you know,
yeah,
let's shorten this up and let's put that, those three thoughts together and take that one out, because you're still saying, telling the same story. So, yeah, I have epic.
I'm glad you got that. I, as I said, I've probably got 3-4 poems that go for more than about 16 lines. They're all so brief, you know, so I just don't have that same sort of issue. But anyway, there you go. It's interesting. Each of us have our different challenges. This, I should say too, before I read the poem by Jenny, that we did get round to, with all of the health issues we've collectively and individually had, to doing the judging of the latest AP Taylor poetry competition, and was terrifically excited to see that an Australian won that prize this time.
Yes.
Poetry de Cabra. I spoke to Poeta yesterday, actually, here, because he's a local poet just down the road from me, here in Victoria, and he was particularly pleased with his award, he did a couple of things. Firstly, he hope he doesn't mind us saying that he gave us a donation of points towards the future competitions suite, which was very generous of him. And I think he was
that's awesome,
which was fantastic. So my thanks to Poeta for doing that. And my understanding was that he was off to treat himself with a very good bottle of scotch. So I hope he did that.
Very nice.
So that was, you know, some people use the prize money for different things, and his full intention was to go to the top shelf of the very good bottle shop and say, you know, I've got this. So fantastic work again. So well done, Poeta. And thanks for your generosity of fingers and points for future competitions. It was most appreciated. Okie doke. So this is a poem by Jenny the Deep. It's up on the board. It's called O Trinity, and it goes a bit like this. O Trinity, how lovely are your brown eyes. They sparkle and they shine so bright. Turning my darkness into light, O Trinity, how lovely are your brown eyes. O Trinity, how precious are your silly smiles. Your playful laughter sings for a while. From cheek to cheek, your grin stretches miles. O Trinity, how precious are your silly smiles. O Trinity, how heavenly is your warm embrace. Your tight squeezes make my heart race. Lifting me up way past outer space. O Trinity, how heavenly is your warm embrace. End poem. Isn't it nice?
It is. I love the author's notes, too, because she sang it for her daughter at Christmas.
That's lovely.
In the tune of O Christmas Tree. So I thought that was pretty cool. And Trinity is... But for my daughter, Trinity, LOL. So I think that's really cool. I love Trinity for the brown eyes, only because I'm very, very brown-eyed girl. So I love this. They sparkle and shine so bright, turning my darkness into light. So I thought that was pretty cool. Anything that brings light into anybody's world is pretty spectacular.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Yep. In a world where there's too much darkness, any shades of light are much appreciated. So thank you, Jenny. It's a great poem. So now I'm going to grab my last one, because this is the one that's up. You've heard this one. Sweet. I really like this poem. I thought you'd like it when I did it, but it's up on the front page at the minute, which is lovely. So thank you to the site people for doing that. With all the time that I've spent working on this book, which is hours this week, I haven't done any new ones. I spent probably 8 hours on the book.
Oh yeah, I do love this.
Anyway, this is Upon Purple Strands, and it goes a little bit like this. Light, it shines purple and iridescent, through which my fingers slip through. I'm seeking the warmth of your crescent, aching in the absence of this hue. A darkness that creeps over my skin, smothers my face, its tendrils anew. While evils, I imagine, tortured the grin, as tones slide quickly to blue. I try to grasp onto the pale shades, their shadows burn hope deeply true. The more I reach, the more essence fades, then darkness instead rapidly grew. Until there is a blackened room with memories swirling around in two. My long years of solitude left resume, recalling when purple meant you. End poem.
Yeah, I love this poem, as you know. I just, again, it's such a poem of yearning and want. And my favorite line in there is, I'm seeking the warmth of your crescent. Because the way that a woman's body just literally comes into that crescent shape when she snuggles into a man, or even the opposite way. I just love that line. I'm seeking the warmth of your crescent. I think that is just one of the most brilliant lines you've written, just because of the visual that it brings to me. And, you know, when it's not there and you miss it so much, and, I just love this poem because it is so dirty, like, you know. And I know it goes dark. I do know that, like, you know, it really does.
Yeah.
Until there's a blackened room with memory.
It's a poem of yearning, and it's a poem of sort of seeking. It's a little Hattery type in feel, you know, of the sort of missing and yearning.
It's a little Hattery
sense. Yeah.
It's Hattery, but it's more. I don't know how to say this. It's more.
I don't know, but it had a feel to it. But yeah.
Yeah, it's more a AP feel, a more an AP. It's got some Hatter rhyme cadence to it.
Yeah.
But it's got your depth of waning, because you have that certain je ne sais quoi to you, and that's what
I don't know what it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, and it was funny, sweet, because I was looking. You don't think sometimes that your writing is improving. You sort of think you've got yourself into a sort of the same place. But when I look at the poems for the book and the poems I've put in, the poems from the last year are certainly better than the ones from the year before. And it's not that they're longer, it's not that they're rhymed any better. It just seems that they have a singularity of thought and something about them. I don't know what it is, but they're just better.
That's exactly why I read Soiled Feathers versus Gossip, because Soiled Feather was like 2 years ago. And Gossip was recent, and they're so far apart from each other.
Yeah.
Soiled Feather has great lines in it, but it's not cohesive like Gossip.
Yeah, and I think there's something. I mean, the great thing about our group is that, you know, we all get a chance to read each other quite a bit, and we, you know, because of the programs that are on and Deb's prompts and other things, we get to sort of test ourselves and I think you don't realize at the time that those things are improving your writing, but they are. And
oh, good, yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I have absolutely no doubt that because of, you know, the encouragement and the way we go about things here, that my writing's improved. And you know, I know that even, you know, with the book that I'm writing separately, that I couldn't have, you know, I'm writing so much better than I would have expected, you know. So, you know, I think they're positive things, and I think that's the benefit of having a group like ours and having that encouragement, you know, within it. So,
yeah, the confidence level for me is what's gone up.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I just think that getting confident in your own writing is actually really important. So I'm just going to look ahead for the week, because Deb would normally do this. On Deb's show, which is Personal Prompt Monday, she has a series of prompts, which are, you know, what's in the water, which is kind of fun, particularly the sort of crocodile ones and some of the shark ones. And, you know, you just sort of look and go, oh, boy, particularly the ones with the sort of kids on floaties and all that sort of stuff. You just go, oh, jeepers, there's eels, there's dolphins, there's sharks, there's octopus, there's just about everything you want to lay your peepers on in terms of stuff in the water. So I'll leave that to you to have a look at, but there's certainly some fun pictures there for Personal Prop Monday. And I've got Off the Rack. He's back. Off the Rack. On the 30th, which is Extremes, is his topic for Tuesday, Off the Rack. Then 31st, we have Star Wars Volume 31 Visions Series 1, which is any quotes, scenes, characters from that spin-off series, Visions from Star Wars. And I think we've got...
Rush. Sweetie's back!
You're back!
On Thursday the 1st.
That's cool.
I will have show.
Well, there you go.
The 1st of February, I will be back on the radio. I am doing the
Wonderful.
Funny Animal Pictures for the national winners. We've been waiting on that. So I have a series coming up with some of the national photographers, just winners, landscapes, and things like that. So that's going to be my series for the month of February. I've got 3 weeks to do, and then I'm out for the final 2 weeks of February because I'll be going to Arizona for my niece's wedding.
Perfect.
But, yeah, so I'm going to do a couple weeks of just the national winners for various things, but I'm very excited because I'll be back on the radio.
And then on the 3rd, we're back with Open Poetry, and on the 4th, JCA has a one of his shows coming
Murder
up,
and Mayhem.
Sunday, Murder and Mayhem. So,
Murder and Mayhem.
That's the sort of... And a bit in the head. So lots of different stuff there, lots of different things to write to.
I will tell you, if you have not caught a Murder and Mayhem show, you are missing out on something amazing. I co-host with JCA on that show.
He does a great show.
And that show.
Yeah.
It is one of the best shows out there. It is informative. It's crazy. It goes over some of the strangest things I've ever heard. It's a blast. It really is. Granted, subject matter, way PG-13, but we don't go into the gruesome stuff. We just really talk. Last week, we talked of the dating game killer. That man had an IQ of 170. Crazy.
It is
just
crazy.
FYI.
You're right. Yeah. No. he does some great stuff. I've actually written a couple of poems for JCI in that series. And you know, he does a wonderful job doing all of the research to make those characters, alive and, real. And I full marks to him for, for taking it and running with it and continuing to, press into bits of it. Yeah. It just really, really mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, I'm somewhere down the future. I have to let him know. I want to do couples, gone out and done crazy things.
Oh,
I haven't put that in his ears. So
no.
Eventually, I will send him a little message that I'd like to do couples, because I think that's fascinating.
That's a great idea, Spike.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
All right, AP.
Yeah,
I know you have a busy day ahead. And it will be Sunday, or is it Sunday?
I'm gonna shut up now because we've sort of got to the end. But it's always a pleasure to have you on the hosting with me.
I missed
yes.
National Australian Day, and I apologize because I actually had it in my notes to call you and say happily. Australian Day, and unfortunately, because of the mess I live my life in, I saw it at the end of the day, and I'm like, oh, now it's not Australia Day. Oh, that sucks. So next time I was on the radio, I was going to say Happy Australian Day. I know I'm two days late or what?
Thank you very much. Yes, no, absolutely. So
I hope it was a lot of fun.
It was, yeah. No, we just had a really quiet time, but watching cricket and kicking back and having a barbie, it was actually really cool. So I enjoyed it. So, I'm going to go out. I'm thinking about what I'm going to go out with while I'm talking to you, and I know what I'm going to go out with. Ice House. Not going to go out with Electric Blue. Going to go out with one of my favourite Ice House songs, which is a song about an old painter called Man of Colours. And we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Wade. Talk soon.
Bye.
faded canvas. It tells me I have no need for words anyway. And he says
other side very, very shortly in a week's time. Meantime, all the best. Talk soon.